Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. That was Garfunkel and Oates with the holiday version of the Doug Loves Movies song. It's December 7th, 2010, and we are coming to you from the UCB Theater in L.A. in front of a live audience. Full of name tags. Do we have name tags? Everyone's doing this kind of hip thing where they bring a name tag and then they hold it up when the time comes instead of walking around with a nerd with a name tag on. And then they brought the house lights up for me. This is crazy. So Matthew is here, and a guy in a Flux shirt named Gordon. Ricky is here. What is that from the Arclight? Josh from the Arclight, when you work at the Arclight, they let you put one movie on your tag, and I always look when I go to the movies there, I was like, what's your movie? And his movie, of all the movies, you get to name one. Oh, you have two different badges?
I have one
at Okay, we don't need the whole story. But, wait, you have one to clock in with, because why? Is it, like, inappropriate in some way? Okay, Annie Hall's your clock in. And then you wear it around all the time is the Brothers Bloom. Yeah. Did you guys see that? In what universe could Adrian Brody and Mark Ruffalo be brothers? Adrian had a tougher delivery. We had to use the forceps on Adrian. All right, well, thank you for bringing your badge from work. That really wasn't what I was looking for. The writing on those is so tiny, I could never see it. All right, Josh, well, maybe you'll get picked by one of my guests tonight. I have a few more things to say before I bring them out. I had a wonderful time, a wonderful Christmas time in Dallas and Fort Worth last weekend, and you could see me at the Improv in Tampa this weekend, the weekend that this episode will plop. I will be doing the Marijuana Logs in New York City on December 18th at 4:20. You can go to livenation.com for tickets. Please watch the Betts Interruption tonight at midnight, 11 Central on Comedy Central if you're downloading this on a Friday. My guests this particular Friday are Brian Posehn, Greg Proops, and Tig Notaro. So that was a really good show. And go to ComedyDeathRay.com to bid on a bunch of great auction items with the money going to LA Food Bank, including the opportunity to be a guest on an episode of this show. The current bid for that is $1,075. And the bidding on to go to the movies with me, where I will fly to where you are and see a movie with you, is $860. So I get to finally feel like a whore. All these years when I could be whoring, I didn't, and now I finally know what it's like. But that'll be fun. I'll be happy to go to wherever the highest bidder is. And as you guys know, I am a very big fan of Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the motion picture. And Edgar Wright was on before with two people from that movie. And I say, let's do it again. Please welcome Edgar Wright, Kieran Culkin, and Anna Kendrick to the podcast. Welcome them warmly. Edgar took the pole position. There goes Kieran. And Anna Kendrick sitting as far away from me as possible. It's not the arrangement I was hoping for. But it's cool. No, it's totally cool. Say hi. Pick up your microphone, Kieran. He had to take off his awesome skeleton gloves.
Jack Skellington, yeah.
Jack Disneyland. Skellington, yeah, that's right. Do you like that that they remade the Haunted Mansion with all Nightmare Before Christmas stuff? Have you seen that?
No. Yeah. Wait, I did go on it a couple months ago. I did not notice that.
It seemed like normal Haunted Mansion. Like when you got to the tombstones, it was those four old guys singing and everything was normal.
You know, I really don't think that I've really paid close attention to the Haunted Mansion before. That's some detail. It's I don't know. I didn't notice any difference.
So
I don't know what
I get it. I get what you're saying. You don't go to Disneyland without getting messed up on something. You're not there to memorize things like I am. I'm a big nerd at Disneyland. That's different. Why is that different? We got derailed there for a second. I apologize. Kieran, welcome. I just met you tonight, and so far it's been great.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
We had a nice time at the bar next door. And I just want to say about your performance in Scott Pilgrim versus the World, one of my favorite moments in the movie is when you violently throw your keys at Michael Cera's head.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. I mean, it was also shot well by some director, but it had a. It's an amazing moment.
I'd like to say before that cutaway happened, where he gets hit on the head with the keys, I really bonked him on the head with those keys from across the room. So,
Probably several times, I'm guessing.
They were heavy keys, and yeah, I was aiming for his noggin, and yeah.
But how many takes till you got it right?
Well, once you nailed it, then we had to do the reverse, and I said, Michael, is it okay if we do a couple more takes with the keys going at the head? So he took it. He didn't take it on the chin. He took it on the head.
Yeah.
It jarred him at one point. I think he lost his next line when I bonked him real good. I think that was the goal.
Well, I love it either way, and I think you're great in the movie. And Anna, of course, I'm very excited to have here because third Academy Award nominee to appear on Doug Loves Movies.
Damn. Were they all lady nominees?
All women. That's an interesting thing that they're all women. They're all like they were coerced by someone to participate.
Is Lithgow not an Academy Award nominee?
Oh, that's right. So four.
Thanks for taking that away from me, though. Now I'm.
He was nominated for Raising Kain. Or he should have been.
No,
he should have been nominated four times for Raising Kain.
He was nominated for Terms of Endearment and Harry and the Hendersons. No, I don't know. I think he was just nominated the one time, but there's probably another one, Cliffhanger or something. But
Ricochet.
Yeah. We could go all night with this game. Lithgow movies that didn't deserve Oscars for 100, Alex. The fourth Academy Award nominee.
I feel less special now. Thanks a lot.
But the third lady won. And also probably the first that's going to probably get nominated again. No offense to the others. But
I feel like
they're not here and they don't listen to the podcast. Yeah. See, I can't talk shit about you on a future podcast because you actually listen to it. And that's very exciting to me. Here we go. The first Academy Award nominee that listens to the podcast and appeared on the podcast. You did it. So that's exciting. I wrote down a question for you. Let's see what I wrote down. Oh, so since you're an Academy Award member, can you disclose anything that might be getting your vote for this this particular year? Or is that a big secret ballot
it
kind of
weird.
Thing?
I feel more drunk with power over the fact that I'm a member of the Academy now than getting nominated. Because I do feel like, oh, it's in my hands.
It's so a prize that keeps
that
on
weird?
Giving.
Is that weird if I say, like,
I don't know if it's weird. I just know that the Academy might have rules. Like, don't go talking about who you voted for or who you plan to vote for. Like, they don't want you campaigning for anyone, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But if you said that you were a fan... If you said that you were a fan of some particular thing and would like to see it get nominated,
I feel like it's not super cool anymore, but I think Social Network's the best thing I've seen in a long time.
It seems to be losing a little steam in that regard, but it's so good and so critically acclaimed that with 10 nominees for Best Picture, it's got to get nominated. But you're talking about Eisenberg for Best Actor, right? Because I think he should get nominated
for
that.
Oh, yeah. If he doesn't at least get nominated, I'll spit.
Everyone else was good in a way.
And no one was.
What will
that.
You spit on? Yeah. Anything in particular? Or you just spit like that's something you never do? I'm going to spit, damn it. Look out, everybody. Spit's coming. So that's a good vote, I think. I agree with that vote. Edgar, what are you... I saw, and you talked to me about how you were on the jury for the Independent Spirit Awards.
I was, with fellow podcaster Adam Scott. We were both on the jury. I can't divulge anything, because then it will be... I mean, it was pretty amazing. It was like 12 Angry Men.
Did you really?
12 very mellow men. But,
yeah,
you know,
women. But disagreements aplenty?
There were disagreements, yeah. It was pretty amazing to be involved in something like that, but it was cool. I had to watch, I watched about 60 films, and because I had to do that Blu-ray press tour, which you were a part of, I was way behind, and in the last week I had to watch 5 movies a day to get back up to speed. So there was a point in the week leading up to the deliberation where I watched 5 DVDs a day, which was... Not the best way.
That takes a little bit of the fun out of it. Then it's you have to watch them.
Well, what's weird is that when you watch a lot of independent spirits and independent films in a row, unless you kind of like pick and choose very carefully what order you're going to watch them in, you start watching things of the same subject matter. So I would genuinely
right like today's Holocaust Day. Oops.
Yeah. Pretty much. It was kind of like. Yeah, there was like sort of 5
gun incidents at schools day.
There wasn't many of those. It was mostly infidelity films. That was the big.
Oh, that's big, yeah.
And then there was one film where somebody didn't cheat on somebody, and I actually went, "Thank you." Like when finally somebody didn't cheat on somebody.
Did you think it was terribly motivated for Julianne Moore to make out with Mark Ruffalo in? And do more than that. Spoiler alert.
Was that
kind of surprising?
I think any
or did she just love that he was the father of her children? Like that was sexy to her. She should have used that as her excuse. She never said that.
I think Mark Ruffalo clearly has the power to turn anybody, which I believe he's going to use in his role as the Hulk in the Avengers as well. In the Avengers. I believe that Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk turns Captain America in the Avengers.
Do you think Mark Ruffalo as the Hulk will be more of a Ed Norton Hulk or a what's the name of the first guy?
Eric Bana.
Yeah.
I had an idea that eventually so many actors have played the Hulk that eventually you'll have a new Hulk film, which is like Todd Haynes' I'm Not There, where a different actor every time he changes back to Bruce Banner, it becomes a different actor. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be great.
That would be amazing.
Because he's not an interesting character so far in the movies.
In the middle of it.
Because you just want him to turn into the Hulk, and then he's a completely different dude.
But then you could have Ed Norton. Well, you can't have Bill Bixby, he's dead. You can have Ed Norton, like Mark Ruffalo, Eric Banner, Cate Blanchett.
Why can't you have why can't you have Bill Bixby, Jeff Bridges in Tron style? Why can't they just get some footage of Bixby from like The Magician or something and
it can happen. Isn't George Lucas supposed to be reanimating dead stars? Isn't that the big thing?
Oh, is he going to do that?
I think so.
That makes me want to kill Jar Jar. So give a good excuse. Very sincere laugh back there. Kieran, do you get much time to go to the movies? Do you see a lot of movies?
I don't usually. Until yesterday, I think the most recent thing I saw was maybe... Well, I saw Toy Story 3, actually.
Okay.
Look
so
at
there's
that.
There's about children one. In your world, or...
Well, no.
Or again, you just got fucked up and went and saw a Disney thing.
Yeah, every Pixar movie, right? You got to do mushrooms? Is that the idea?
Or is that just me? That's a great idea. Yeah. It's not an idea I had. I was just settling for pot, but might as well take it up a notch when I see one of those. I'm in the minority. I think Toy Story 3 is, I think it's good, but I don't think it's the amazing movie that people make it out to be.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
I liked it.
We've had this discussion.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
I think
maybe it was overhyped to me or something, but we talked about this the last time you were on, so I don't want to bore the listeners there sitting there going, they spoke of this already. Wasn't interesting the first time. That's really nice to say that my listeners sound like that. If you listen to this podcast, you must sound like... All right, so where were we? So what kind of awards did Somewhere get nominated for? Because it's an independent spirit kind of movie, right?
That one kind of lost out, but it's...
It did, but it got nominated for a couple things, didn't it?
No, I don't think it did.
Nothing? Shut out? It
did. It's interesting, though.
Did all of you see it? Did you see Somewhere?
I don't know what that is.
It's, what's her
it's
name? Sofia Coppola.
It's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, it's like Lost in Translation if you took out the hilarious character. But it's still visually interesting and also kind of, it just makes you think a lot while you're watching it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it. I've done that, though. I think most trailers make you feel like you've seen it already, and you can just kind of speak that way about something. But in the case of Somewhere, the trailer made it look like it was, you know, because they showed a moment from each of the long scenes, so it seemed like a regularly paced movie. But then when you actually watch it, it's extremely slow, and a lot of times she just sets up a camera and shoots a scene
and
from
she
one
makes
perspective.
Eggs the end.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of very subtle little things that just happen.
I realize that actually that some of the independent trailers are actually sort of more spoilery than the big blockbuster ones, you know. Because Never Let Me Go is quite a spoiler-filled trailer as well.
I don't know if I've seen or paid attention to the trailer for that. I still want to see it because you recommended it to me.
No, it's great, but like, don't. If you want to see the movie, do not watch the trailer, you know.
Because it really spells out the whole...
Pretty much, yeah.
The whole journey. Have you been lucky with all the trailers for your movies, or have any of them given away too much?
It's always a tricky one, that, because you can't, you know, like, I look at, like, some old, like, teasers and stuff, and, like, the old teasers where they wouldn't show anything are, like, just amazing, and you don't, especially with how aggressive you have to be, you don't have a chance to do that anymore. Like, it would have been amazing to have done trailers for Scott Pilgrim, which didn't have any fights in them at all, and, like, that was left as a surprise, but it's impossible. You can't do that.
You have to show people that, but then in showing them the fights, people mistakenly mistook it for... They kind of got the impression it was a fighting movie, or that you should only, you know, that they didn't realize that it was that music and choreography and clever dialogue
and likable characters.
There's so much more to it.
I know, it's a tricky... They're always tricky to kind of put together. I remember in Hot Fuzz, we had to really fight to make them leave out the villains of the piece in the trailer and had to cut together an exciting
Because it's
trailer.
All people that are... It's a double cross.
Yeah.
Like, they all admit to being the villain at some point when they're ready to tell their whole scheme while someone's tied to a chair.
Oh, yeah, and the British trailer didn't like have any of that twist in it, and then the American, when we came up to the States, it was like, fuck it, go for broke. They just changed it completely and kind of gave everything away. So
with Timothy Dalton as the bad guy.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Mr. Pricklepants himself. Did you know that he got the role in Toy Story 3 because of Hot Fuzz? That's absolutely true. Because
they love Hot Fuzz so much and thought that voice was perfect?
Yeah, and Timothy Dalton got the role of a hedgehog through like Hot Fuzz, which is amazing. Which is amazing.
All right, I'll give Toy Story 3 another chance. And But I'm going to keep talking.
Because I said the word prickle pants.
Yeah, I'm going to keep talking about Somewhere because I want people to see it and then tell me what they thought, because it really is amazing in its confidence that absolutely nothing can happen and someone would keep watching. Not since Brown Bunny.
Something happens at the end of Brown Bunny, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, it does. And that's the thing. You got wind of that, so you went to see that happen. But Somewhere, you know, I'm not going to give anything away because there's nothing to give away. You just watch it. But I found it interesting, and I liked it. I liked the performances, and it's a really weird thing. But I guess it got snubbed by the Independent Spirit Awards.
I can't say nothing.
So that's like you're not as independent as you thought you were. Spirit Awards. Why aren't you nominating movies where nothing happens? called Somewhere. They can't even get specific about a location. Why did they just call it Chateau Marmont? Because a lot of it's in there. So
they do feature that. I think the singing waiter. That guy, that singing waiter that's been there for like 20 years, he should be up for Best Supporting Actor.
That seems awkward to me. Like, there's a scene where Stephen Dorff is a big movie star just hanging out in the lobby of the Chateau Marmont, and the guy comes over and says, hey, and they kind of know each other because movie stars stay in that hotel for like months at a time when they're making a movie. But then the guy just, you know, he just starts playing a song for him, and it's just the two of them sitting there, and he just sort of like pretends to enjoy it. But that's weirdly, that's awkward. And then he doesn't tip the guy when he's done. He just says, thanks. Thanks for playing that song. Yeah, I sat down to play a song for you because you look sad. I'm not trying to make a living.
The original ending of that film is a deleted scene, was where that singing waiter killed Stephen Dorff. That was the original ending of the film.
Oh, that'd be so great. Something finally
you
happened.
You watch it right to the end of the credit roll, because that's what happens after the credits.
Yeah,
and then Samuel L. Jackson's Nick Fury turns up as well. You didn't watch to the end of the credit roll, did
I
you?
Thought the credits was just going to be two hip songs that Sofia Coppola enjoys, and then it would be over. I didn't know they'd be like a moment at the end, like Ferris Bueller, where he says, go home.
That would have been amazing.
Do you guys want to play the Leonard Maltin game?
Oh,
yes.
Now, so Kieran got asked by Edgar to appear here, and I appreciate that. And then you actually did the research. You listened,
yes,
to about 8 episodes,
mm-hmm,
and you're fired up to play this game.
I really want to play this game.
Well, the audience, I'm sure, really wants you guys to play, because the prizes this time, it's a crazy big bag of amazing stuff. There's a poster here, which I can only assume is a Scott Pilgrim poster, that all three of you guys will sign. Oh, yeah. And you could actually be doing that while I describe the rest of the things that are here. A smaller Scott Pilgrim poster from the night where we did two screenings of it at the New Beverly here in Los Angeles, and they made a neat poster for it. And Edgar put one of those in here. Speaking of posters, a poster of me. My CD, DVD, Hypocritical Oaf. That's in there, so that's something you could just throw away as soon as you get out of here. Scott Pilgrim on, is this Blu-ray or DVD?
Both.
I finally did it. I've never made fun of your accent until I finally got comfortable enough with you to be like, both. I almost did it when you were saying Hulk, because I almost said, what are you saying?
Say Hulk again.
The Incredible Hulk.
It kind of sounds like Hulk. Like there's an extra O, an extra I and a Y in there or something.
That's how they spell it.
Like
in the
egg
UK.
Yolk.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Scott Pilgrim t-shirts. That's awesome. And what am I leaving out, Edgar? Is there anything else?
A soundtrack in there as well.
A soundtrack? CD. Hats.
Hats.
Scott Pilgrim hats. Somebody's going to be Scott Pilgrim. Their whole wardrobe. Got Scott Pilgrim thongs in here. And I have some stuff from a company. When I was in Dallas, somebody gave me these. It's a company called Woot. And they make these... really? People are excited about it, and they make these monkeys that are so cool because you could stick your fingers into their yeah. little mitts,
yeah.
and they turn into a slingshot.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It says right on it that it can go up to 50 feet. I think the roof is a little lower than that in here. But then it also, whenever you shoot
it, makes a good sound.
It makes a good noise that it's stopped making for some reason. Let's try this one. Oh, I've got two of them. All right, so the winner will get one. Let's give one to an audience member right now. Finally, something to hurl at an audience that's going to scream in agony when you do it. And then I'm... It's still going off over there. Shut up! So that's from... I guess if you go to woot.com, you can find those. I assume so. And then, oh, there's the poster all signed by everybody. Do you guys have, like, a thing that you write when you sign stuff, or you just sign your name?
Sometimes it depends what kind of you know.
I write "fuck you" and then I sign my name.
My we did a signing at Amoeba. We did a signing at Amoeba for the Blu-ray, and Michael Cera he signed a different thing on every single one. My favorite one, and I had to point out because I was at the end of the line. I had to point out to those people he's doing this is unique. He's doing a different one, but one of them was like Michael, I am not in Zombieland, Cera.
He's got such a complex about that. I don't know what kind of idiot would confuse those two guys. I think they're totally super different and both awesome, but that's just me.
I agree.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Yeah.
Since Edgar made all this happen, since he was the one that made the phone calls,
I'm just here to get
Kieran and Anna here.
I'm trying to here to try and like triumph where Michael Cera fucked me last time, so. I'm here to beat Sam Levine. That's the only reason I'm here.
Everybody comes in here with such a grudge. Oh, like good idea. Let's pick some names for you guys to play for. Let's start with Anna. Who would you like to play for?
I'll play for.
Go take their name tag from them if you want to play for them.
I'll play for Shane.
Shane?
I was going to pick that.
You like Shane too? All right, so she's going to take your name tag. This is a new thing I thought of. Now that she has a name tag, then I can look over there and go, Anna's playing for Shane. She's saying off
sorry,
mic
I'm
she's
sorry,
not going to win. On mic, she's totally cocky.
Okay.
Who would you like
money?
To play for, Kieran?
How much is that? Is that a dollar?
What? It says my name on it.
It's $1 billion.
It's a dollar bill.
All right. And I'm keeping the dollar, right?
Yeah. The old get rich quick scheme that is the Leonard Maltin game. And what's his name?
I don't know.
Okay. Some guy just lost a dollar.
I'm going to go with Gordon. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Okay, so Kieran is playing for Gordon. That's a good... You got a good story out of it. You can't be too pissed. You can't spend the rest of your life. I'm not going to any of his movies.
I can see three people here who have Shaun of the Dead name badges.
But oh, so you should go get one of them.
What are your names?
Don.
Yeah.
Mike, Adam.
Don, Mike, and Adam. Could they divvy up everything if they win?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay,
all right.
So I'll go for the... Who's the one in the middle? Adam. Mike. Okay, Mike.
All right, Mike. He's gonna come. You gotta tear your name tag off. And give it to him. The monkey's still going crazy out in the audience. Okay. This is exciting. Let me make sure I did everything I was supposed to do. Yep, I wrote down right there guests should go get the name tag. I have these little ideas in the afternoon. Then I write them down. All right, so Shane, Gordon, and Mike, and those two other guys. And, we'll start. Why are you taunting him with that dollar bill. Real quickly, what are you going to spend that dollar bill on? Do you have your eye on anything?
I have nothing clever to say.
Can I it doesn't have to be clever. I recommend, have you had Zowers?
No.
They're a sour candy called Zowers. I bet you could get a bag of them for a dollar. And they're really good.
Okay. Do you want me to see how I pronounce that?
I would like to know how you pronounce that.
Zowers.
You're learning. You're good. I'll tell you about something about Edgar Wright. You can have a conversation with him, and he doesn't throw in. He says, "Where's the bathroom?" He knows where he is, and he knows that people would stare at him if he said "loo." You know what I mean? Like, you change it up.
Oh, you do say corridor. We're talking about Aliens 3 earlier, and he's like, "It just ends with people running around corridors."
I love that that's the most random thing that we were talking about in the car. Like, yeah, fuck Alien 3. That's such a strange thing to be talking about. I love it.
Corridors.
How do you say it?
Hallway.
Oh, okay.
Or if I'm not mistaken, it's a tunnel. It's underground, right? It's like a cave.
Okay, tunnel.
Yeah.
We'll agree to... You say tomato.
That's like in Modern Romance when they're talking about the bowels of the spaceship, and somebody else wants to say basement, and they're like, "You can't have a basement in a spaceship." Okay, so Modern Romance. I said it right, didn't I? Everyone was like, "What are you talking about?" Albert Brooks movie. Okay,
with the gag about the Hulk.
Let's start with Anna.
That's right.
Yeah, the Hulk. Exactly. They when George Kennedy's running, they loop in the sound of the Hulk running.
And he goes, "Ross!"
Very good, Edgar. But we're gonna start with Anna, and then go to Edgar, and then Kieran will go third because he's a new player and he's got to warm up to it. So Anna gets to pick the topic. Would you like? @Deviant suggested zombie movies. I thought that was appropriate. Another category is movies about movies, where they're like making a movie in the movie. And then the third category is good things come in bears, which is movies that have bears in them.
Shouldn't that category now be called Life's a Picnic?
Yeah. Yeah, next time I'll call it Life's a Picnic. So which of those would you like to play, Anna?
I'll try Good Things Come in Bears.
All right. Would you like a movie that has a bear in it or several bears? I'm not saying how many bears. Could be a one to multiple bear situation. Would you like one from 1988, 1989, or 2002?
2002.
Most recent. 2 stars from Leonard Maltin. I dare to say that's generous. He says about it, it's a lazy excuse for a film. And he says that Willie Nelson makes a cameo appearance in a movie with a bear. And there are 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
I guess I'll try 5.
It's a solid opening bid. We go to Edgar.
Yikes.
I am going to go 0.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You guys are right to ooh, because if he pulls this off, automatic inclusion in the Tournament of Championships.
Oh.
Which is the main reason he's here tonight.
After what?
After Michael Cera fucked him. All right. So, in the ones you listen to, do you hear about negative names?
Yeah, I have. There's just no way I'm forced to say name that movie.
All right, here we go.
I might be zero names. Spectacularly wrong, but it's got to be The Country Bears.
That's correct.
What the hell is that?
It's a Disney movie. It's based on a theme park, right? It's based on a theme park.
It's based on the Bear Country Jamboree at Disneyland.
I couldn't tell you who was the lead.
But after the movie wasn't a hit, they just closed it and turned it into a Winnie the Pooh ride.
Isn't Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken is the top billed actor in the movie.
Wow.
Second billed is Stephen Tobolowsky. Oh. He was a great actor, but he's rarely second billed.
Ned.
Ned Ryerson is usually billed a lot lower. Oh, my God. That guy Mitch McConnell, that old politician, was like, right now, the government is like Groundhog Day, that old movie. He said that on, like, Meet the Press. Like, the government's like Groundhog Day. Oh, well, then you should get up the next morning and do something different.
I thought for a second you were going to say they mentioned the country bears on Meet the Press.
No, close enough, though, for me to bring it up. Stoner Association. All right, so Edgar's got a point, and Anna wasn't involved in that skirmish, so she gets to start the next round and pick a category.
Jeez.
Would you like, recommended by Scarlet_Leather on Twitter, one name movies? That's movies where it's just one name is the title, like a first
like
or
a
last
first name of
first
a person?
Last, first or last
okay.
of a person, real or fictional. And then Entertainment Weekly's Best Bad Movie Poll. These are movies that were named the best bad movies by readers of that magazine. And then In Theaters Now, which is very popular with people who are aware
tricky.
Of movies that are in theaters now.
I guess I'll try In Theaters Now, even though I think it's going to screw me over. Come on.
I don't know. Just from... I was going to give a clue, but I'm not going to give a clue.
Thanks.
I'm just going to pick one of these movies. Leonard doesn't give stars to the current movies. He just writes a really long review. So, not really long, if you're listening, Leonard. Call him Leonard. I call him Leonard when I think he might be listening. If he's not listening, he's Len to me. Let's see. So, Leonard can't say he left satisfied after this movie. And he also said that the movie starts out on the right foot. And it's a current movie.
That's all I get?
That's all you get.
That's
and there
how many minutes?
Are...
How many minutes is it?
Oh, okay. You want to play it that way? You want to go for some extra clues? It is 146 minutes. And there are 14 names. What do you say, AK?
I don't know. I guess 14 names? It's no, there are 14 names.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's how many there are.
Okay. Six names?
Six names is a good bold bid. Come to Edgar. He's playing for Mike and Don and another guy.
What?
You're playing for Mike and Don and another guy.
That's right.
I can't remember. I can't remember 3 for 3, but 2 out of 3 is not bad.
I think I know what it is, but I'm gonna play. But what did you just say?
Six.
Okay, I'll go 4.
It's tough, right? Don't you want to cut off your own arm? I'm pretty dumb. I might have just given it away.
You're such an asshole. Now you're in my head. I can't.
I don't toy with people like that. It's not that movie where the guy cut off his own arm. It's not the King's Speech.
Leonard Moulton. Leonard Moulton would not do a review of 127 Hours that said it starts off on the right foot. No. Leonard's not that mean.
He saved that for my left foot. I say bid lower and put Anna in a position to decide.
No. No. Sorry to disagree, because she could say name that movie and I'd be...
The names might help.
The 3 or 4 names at the bottom of the
list?
Yeah,
they might help you. Let me look at what the names are. I think you didn't come to play if you didn't recognize these 3 names and then probably the movie that they're in.
What was the last
I'm
bid?
I'm confident in you.
I said four.
He says four, so I say bid three.
I bid three.
Yeah. Anna?
Well, but if I say two and I'm wrong, then Edgar gets a point, right?
Well, he will have to say name that movie, so he could go lower.
Fuck it, I'll try two.
All right. Now, Edgar, what have you got?
I'll go one.
Name that movie.
All right. You're absolutely gonna get it.
Yeah.
The name is, who do you think the name is?
I don't know about the name, but I think I know what the film is.
The name is Timothy Spall.
Okay. It's Harry Potter 7, the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Or Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Yes, that's right. But see what I was talking about? The other names were Michael Gambon and Robbie Coltrane.
Yes.
So you would have gotten it.
I would have gotten it.
Yeah, yeah. So I wasn't trying to ruin you. But did you get one in zero names?
Yeah.
So you're
country best.
So you're
to my eternal shame.
So first you got into the Tournament of Championships, and then you won the whole thing here tonight by doing what you just did just now. So congratulations goes out to Edgar and Mike and Don. And who was the third guy?
Adam.
Who's the third guy? Okay, Adam. I'll bring you your prizes. And all of you pick up your microphones and just tell us things that... Do you have stuff... Kieran, you have a movie called M that you did?
That's actually horseshit. That's just
the internet. Just made up?
Yeah.
Because on IMDb, it says he's in a movie called M and that he plays Rupert Pupkin.
Yeah, the king of comedy.
And I was looking at that going, what kind of movie is that where you play Rupert Pupkin? And it's totally made up?
It's a fake movie, yeah.
That's hilarious. So don't go see M with Kieran Culkin as Rupert Pupkin. Here you go, guys. Here's your prizes. Now, where are the other two people that you were playing for? There's one right there, because they get to name a shithead of the week. Okay, don't say it too loud. Everybody hear it. Do you have anything in the can that's coming out?
Not for a while, and it doesn't have a title, so I don't really know what to say. Sorry, I'm the worst. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You know, I like to let people plug their stuff. Like, I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco December 28th and 29th. I'll be at the Irvine Improv December 26th. I'll be at West Palm Beach Improv on New Year's Eve and January 1st, 2011. And I think I've covered all of my stuff. I'm still campaigning for Dobby to be nominated for Best Supporting Actor and Hit Girl for Best Supporting Actress. And with the SAG Awards, Scott Pilgrim for Best Cast, Best Ensemble Cast. Come on, SAG Awards. I get to vote in that one. You vote in that one. You both vote in that one, right? SAG Awards.
Hypothetically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You might get around to it.
Yes.
But thank you so much for doing the show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for them. Anna Kendrick, Kieran Culkin, and the always delightful Edgar Wright, who's moving on to the Tournament of Championships. And as always, Charlie Sheen is a shithead, and Aaron is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.